Flin Flon took the top team in the SJHL to overtime, but couldn't close it out. A late goal and an overtime winner gave Humboldt a 2-1 victory. Play was even through the first frame with no offense to add to the score sheet, but the Bombers would crack the deadlock with a Jeremy Tremblay powerplay goal. The Sacred Heart commit took a hack at a loose puck in the slot and fired it past Humboldt netminder Tristan Boileau. Despite missing all of training camp with an injury, Tremblay started the season with points in each of his first 5 games. Humboldt tried battling back, starting with a chance right after Tremblay's goal that was smothered by the Bomber D and including a big hit by Bronco Jace Benvey on Matt Egan. Samuel Marberg picked off a Bomber defender and fired at Harmon Laser-Hume, but Laser-Hume snared it with his glove. The Bombers would maintain pressure, particularly late in the period, but would only have a 1-score lead after 2. Humboldt would fight hard to get back into the game and would have a prime chance late in the third, with Cole Tanchik sent to the box and Humboldt getting a power play. With a man down, the Bombers would get a great chance, but Boileau would save it. Going back the other way, Humboldt would set up a 6-on-4 power play with Boileau pulled. With just under 3 minutes to go, the Broncos would finally tie the game, with Ethan Zielk getting the last touch on a puck that beat Laser-Hume. The Bombers would make late attempts to move ahead, but overtime would be required to solve the puzzle. Overtime would start almost immediately with the Bombers getting a chance on a counterattack, with Cole DePero rushing in on a breakaway but unable to get a good shot off. Boileau would save the puck and the whistle would sound. DePero would get the Bombers' next 2 dangerous chances, but one would be stopped and one would be fanned on, then stopped on a desperation backhand. Humboldt would have their first dangerous chance with about 2 minutes left on the clock for OT, with Xavier Roy rushing the puck into the zone and Jackson Martin's toe picking next to Roy and allowing a 2-on-1 rush. Roy would keep the puck, fire and beat Laser-Hume, ending the game and continuing the Broncos' undefeated start to the season. Laser-Hume was shelled throughout the night and made 41 saves on 43 shots, while Boileau stopped 30 shots on the night. Despite the loss, the Bombers now sit atop the Sherwood Division and third in the league with 10 points through 7 games, behind only the Broncos and Battleford's North Stars. Flin Flon now has a 4-1-1-1 record, having picked up at least 1 point in 6 of their 7 games. The Bombers will play a pair of home games against the Kindersley Clippers next weekend before embarking on their first 4 games in 5-night Southern Road swing of the season. That road trip will take the Bombers through Melville October 11, Estevan October 12, Weyburn October 14 and Notre Dame October 15.